Thank you for downloading Producer's Pick from Sounds True, a podcast dedicated to bringing you compelling, captivating, and intriguing selections from our programs. In this podcast, the producers at Sounds True have chosen a selection from a program that they've worked on that caught their attention as a unique or special moment in the recording process. This week's episode, a meditation on compassion, comes from the audio program Guided Meditations for Love and Wisdom with Sharon Salzberg. Here's what Randy Rourke, a producer at Sounds True, has to say about this week's producer's pick.
One of my fondest memories of working in the studio was during this recording with Sharon Salzberg. I had reserved one more day than I needed to record an audio version of her book Faith, and at the end of the day, I told her I could give her a well-earned day off tomorrow. Or, since we have a studio and an engineer for another day, why don't we use it to record another program? We could record all of your favorite guided meditations. And that's exactly what we did. We recorded a personal meditation retreat with Sharon Salzberg, featuring all of her favorite guided meditations. There was even room for some spontaneity. At one point, Sharon paused to take a drink of tea and turned that into a meditation as well. But the excerpt I want to play today is her meditation on compassion. If you want to give someone a gift, what better gift than a meditation on compassion? If you want to give someone a meditation on compassion, you're going to want it to be by Sharon Salzberg.
You can download the entire program, Guided Meditations for Love and Wisdom, at SoundsTrue.com. And now, a meditation on compassion with Sharon Salzberg.
Meditation on compassion. This is a reflection that can be done in any posture, eyes open or closed. Just be relaxed. And call to mind a difficult emotion you felt recently. Anger, greed, jealousy, fear. And notice how you feel about that emotion. Are you ashamed of it? Do you dislike yourself for it? Do you feel you should have been able to prevent it from arising? Do you consider yourself in some way bad or wrong for this feeling? And see what happens if you translate that sense of bad, wrong, defective, terrible, to painful. To recognize that this state of anger or fear or jealousy is a painful state. It's a state of suffering. See what happens to your relationship to that feeling as you make this translation. Now take that emotion. See what it feels like in your body. The anger, the fear, the jealousy. Now held with some kindness, some compassion. Observe the various sensations. Maybe it's tightening in your chest, constriction. Notice the nature of the compassion, which is holding it, surrounding it. The pain is there and the compassion is there. Notice the effect if that sense of bad and wrong and terrible comes back. Now imagine someone you know filled with that same emotion, jealousy, anger, fear, greed. Notice what happens as you describe to yourself those states of emotion as bad, wrong, terrible, horrible. And what happens as you respond to them as states of pain or suffering. And you can reflect on the fact that we can't seem to control the arising of these feelings. We didn't invite them. We didn't wish for them. But as conditions come together, they arise. And we see our own greed, jealousy, hatred, and so on. We don't need to be overcome by them, defined by them, fall into them, act from them. But we're actually not able to prevent them from arising. This is just in the nature of things, for ourselves and for others. We can commit ourselves to trying to see them very quickly, to recognize their painful nature, to have compassion for ourselves, and to let go. We can commit ourselves to remembering that when someone else is acting badly, the state that is likely motivating them of greed or hatred or fear is a painful state. And we can have compassion for them. Even as we may take strong action to try to change the situation, protect ourselves, or take care of someone else, our motive in doing so need not be a sense of disgust or aversion, but can be that recognition of the pain they too are in.